Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me here today for Tell Del is a guest named Gerald Bolster, and I hope I pronounced that correctly. Gerald's out of North Carolina, and Gerald's got a great story for us today. He's got some interesting little tidbits to go with his story, but the one I like the best is the concept that he just decided to take the summer off and redefine himself. And hence, the rest of the story comes out of that. Gerald, welcome to the show, Gerald.
Thank you, Del. It's a pleasure to be on the show today. As my mentor, J.V. Durham, says, it's another great day to be a real estate investor.
You got to love J.V. So let's start back with, let's start back to a little history of yourself and where you come out of and what led up to the day where you decided, hey, I need a break.
Growing up in the Northeast, I had a pretty good upbringing. You know, I did all the things that I was supposed to growing up. I went to school and I got good grades, went to college, got a good job, and I saved and saved, you know, a lifelong learner, a lifelong saver. And I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. You know, I was doing the same thing over and over, day in and day out, and I wasn't getting the results that I was expecting. And that's the definition of insanity. My wife and I put together a plan of, well, how can we fix this problem? And we decided to relocate our family from New York to North Carolina back in the summer of 2017 without being able to take jobs with us. So that's a tough thing for people to understand when you talk to people who are just following what society does. But the result was, after moving to North Carolina, I found Lifestyles. I went to a two-day seminar, and JB taught that seminar, and it was great. And a few weeks later, I signed up as a preferred member, and I've been investing in real estate ever since. I was able to finally find an effective map, because the map that I was following for 17 years in corporate America just wasn't working.
Let's take a little bit deeper dive into that for just a second. For those who are out there that might have been or might be in the same situation you were in, tell us what was so painful about living in New York and how your quality of life was impacted and what the difference has been since you decided to make that move. Now, before you make those statements, I would like to just tell everybody that Gerard has also created enough real estate passive income now that he hasn't gone back to work. He just took a hiatus but never went back. And as we go through today, we'll explain to you about all the multiple different investments. He's got three single families, four multifamily deals that have added up to create this passive income that he can now live on. So pick it up from there, Gerald. What was the difference, Gerard, I'm sorry. What was the difference in quality of life? Can you equate that to people, verbalize that somehow so the people that are living in it can understand what's completely different about one lifestyle location compared to another?
Absolutely. I think the first thing is just the return on time was not very good for my life. You know, I was on that hamster wheel and the rat race, out of the house for 12 hours a day between commuting and sitting in a cubicle and working for someone else and making someone else rich. And at the end of the day, you know, I wasn't getting enough family time that I wanted. You know, I have two sons, and they weren't seeing me as much as they would have liked to, in addition to my wife. So that was a problem. And so when you're out of the house so much during the week, you live for the weekend. And that's a tough thing. I mean, when you grow up and you're living in such a congested, dense area, it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of factors that even cut into weekends. Traveling is tough, construction and just traffic and things like that. I had enough of it. And I was, you know, sick and tired of the mediocre way of life. In addition to that, I was, I was on a 15-year mortgage. I was investing in a 401k, an IRA. And after paying all my bills, I said, well, what's left for me here at the end of the month? Like, what do we have really to live on? It was really tough because of the high cost of living in New York and Manhattan.
Do you guys have sales tax there? State sales tax. I'm sorry. State
income tax. Yeah, we have
income
state tax. We do. We have state income tax. I think it's 7.5% or 8%.
Wow. All right. So you just said.
I mean, when I look at what my tax liability was, I bet 33% was coming out of my paycheck when I was a W-2 employee in New York.
I would think it'd have to be more than 32%. Just because of
maybe
the fact
closer
you've
to
be,
37 or 40.
Yeah, because if you're counting all the taxes, you think about what was you had to be making enough to live in New York, and that means you're probably in the 30% tax bracket. Then you add another 7% state sales income tax. That's 37. Then you're paying 7.5% for Social Security and Medicare. You're only paying your half. The employer's paying the other. So that brings you up to 44%. So,
it was tough to make a living. I'll be quite honest with you. And that was one of the reasons why we looked for to relocate to a place where the taxes, especially the property taxes, are much lower in North Carolina than in New York.
That's interesting. Usually when there's a state income tax, it's so you don't have to have massive property taxes. But that's not the case, huh?
No, it's not as bad as living in California, Del, but it's close.
Well, let's move on here. Let's talk about the sabbatical. How did you come to the conclusion you were going to be willing to take the risk of not only moving but taking a sabbatical from work? And what led you towards real estate as the way you thought you might be able to find it?
Real estate wasn't the first option, Del. I was considering going back to corporate America because job growth in the Raleigh area is pretty high. People are flocking from all over the country to move here right now because of job demand. And I figured, well, if I go that route, it would cut down my daily commute by 2 hours a day. I said, all right, there's my return on time. That's very helpful. So I could have more family time and do the things that I like instead of, commuting. But instead, I looked into two things. I looked into real estate investing, especially when I went to the 2-day seminar, which was like drinking water out of a fire hose. It was wild. And I also looked into possibly investing in a business, in a franchise. But it just seemed like there'd be too much work. You have to be the face of that company and really be there more than you would need to as a real estate investor, especially a multifamily real estate investor. So I took some time off to think, because when you work as an employee, you don't have too much time to think. So I set time aside, and the direction I went was to focus on multifamily investing as an IRO.
Now, before I ask you where I'm headed with this, is how did you hear about us? And then we'll go to the 2-day and what you thought about what you heard. I want to ask you one last question. A guy came up to me, and this isn't really a question. This is a statement, but you made me think of it. Guy came to me one day and said, I'm in the franchise business. I said, really? He goes, yeah, franchise business is a turnkey business. I go, what does that mean? He goes, if I don't get up and go to work and turn the key, there is no business. So just because you're able to buy a business doesn't mean you're not still buying a job that goes with it. So I wanted to bring that up and put that in there with it. So how did you hear about Lifestyles?
That's pretty good. A friend of mine who was a partner of mine in my first ever single family investment. I mean, this is not the right way to buy real estate, but we got started, and he told me about you and the radio show back in late 2016. And this was right around the same time that my wife and I began talking about relocating. So once I, found you on the radio, you started becoming part of my daily commute, and I started learning so much. And I said, this is a possibility. I knew that investing in New York wouldn't make sense, but if I could find an area of the country where the numbers make sense, it would be a good opportunity. And so now what I've done is I live where I want and I invest where I want because of the map that you teach.
So when you started hearing that, it was something you had to absorb. I know myself, I listen to a lot of motivational and educational information, and it really does take some time for it to absorb, just as much time we're going to have to take for this break right now, and we'll be right back with Gerard and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Gerard Bolster out of North Carolina. And Gerard's telling us his story about how he decided to take a hiatus from work and to move from an expensive part of town into a more calm and quiet and enjoyable experience of where he's moved in North Carolina. And as we went to break, I told you, Gerard, that I wanted you to come back and share your feelings about the 2-day. I always like to hear what people have to say about their first experience with the 2-day. What were the aha moments, the light bulb moments that said, boom, that's it. That's what I'm missing. Can you share that with us?
Sure, Del. The first one to me was learning about return on net worth and that formula. When you take all the passive income that you have and divide it by your net worth, and for most Americans out there, it's less than 1%, which is pretty sad. And the same was true for me at the time. But I thought about all the assets, all the capital that I had sitting in retirement accounts, dead money that would just be sitting there, you know, until I was of age to take it out. And I said, wow, I could really put this capital to good use and increase, you know, my return on net worth. And as of today, it's north of 6% return on net worth because I keep, you know, deploying those funds into income producing real estate. Another aha moment.
6% is excellent. I got to share this with the audience. You got to think about it this way. If the average person earns less than one, we'll say a great opportunity or a great success is 1%. To double that success is to be 2%. To become 3% is 200% better. 400, 500, you get up to 6%, you're 500% better. Not 5% better, you're 500% better than the average person out there. So that's an excellent job. Go ahead with what you were going to say before I cut you off.
Sure. The notion of forced appreciation in multifamily investing, the 10, 25, 100 rule, where when you can increase the income on the property by 10% divided by a market correct cap rate, you have now achieved a 25% gain in value and ultimately 100% return of equity. So when I looked at that, I said, wow, there's really a lot of money to be made in real estate. If I can do this correctly, I need to find people who have done it. I need to follow an effective map. And I'm almost at that point 14 months after owning my 16-unit multifamily deal where I have a chance to refinance out a good chunk of capital.
Yeah, we're going to cover that because that's a really interesting point, and I want to cover it. But I'm going to start with, why did you pick the direction that you did? Coming out of the 2-day, you had all these ideas, okay? What did you do first, and why did you do that first?
Are you saying going the multifamily route versus perhaps single family investing?
Yeah, you had all kinds of choices available to you. You elected to do one. Explain what that was and why you elected it first.
Well, I decided against the single family route because there was a bad taste left in my mouth. I was under contract to purchase another a turnkey single family home, and I was not qualified by the lender because I could not show verification of employment from my previous company. And so that deal fell through. And I was on the phone with the lender. I said, well, listen, man, I can pay all cash for this deal. I'm doing you a favor by allowing you to service this loan. And the lender said to me, well, then just pay all cash for it. So after that, I was like, you know, I don't think I want to go this route. Plus, investing in single family after learning at the 2-day is kind of the slow way to grow wealth. And if I invest in apartments, I don't need a W-2 job to qualify for the loan. It's the income of this business that qualifies you for it. And so that was really the focus of my investing after leaving the 2-day. That was the direction I was headed.
Now, you jumped out and jumped into 126 unit first. Was that the first one you did?
The first one that I did was no. I purchased 3 single family homes early last year just because I needed to start replacing the income that I had lost from W-2. And I bought those between February and April last year. I bought them for cash to start replacing income. And then I bought my 16-unit multifamily right here in North Carolina, about an hour from where I reside, in June of last year.
Okay. So the
16 in total, 19 doors.
Oh, 16 units. So it's a 16-unit apartment complex?
That's right. I mean, it's a very good opportunity, Dell. I mean, I look back to, the teachings in the seminar, the 3 ways to make money: steal, service, and create value. I mean, I bought this property 11% below asking price, and rents were $50 on average below market. I'm not sure if it's highway robbery, but it felt a little bit like theft.
Well, explain to the audience what you did with the property then, because it sounds like an excellent opportunity.
So what I did, and Asheboro, North Carolina is a tertiary market, a lot of mom-and-pop type operators, and with the map that I had, I knew I could be a very sophisticated, savvy operator. And so the first thing I started doing was renewing residents and getting them off month-to-month leases and then slating them in the proper months where their leases would expire and slowly increasing rents by $30 or $40 per resident. And some of the residents who were, purple Martians in my book were not allowed to stay, especially if you pay late and you don't take care of the property, you don't stay. And that gave me an opportunity to start rehabbing units and really get some nice rent bumps. And a couple of the most recent rehabs were able to get me rent increases of 45% and 39% from the previous rent.
Boy, that's astronomical. What kind of changes were you making to get that kind of a rent bump?
I was handling some deferred maintenance, but also just, I was fixing things and making improvements that other owners in the area just weren't doing. I mean, if you want to talk about exterior, I had the parking lot sealed and striped. I had all new windows throughout the property. That was my first large project, which helps cut down insulation and noise. And with residents paying their own electric, it helps lower their bill. So that's a value add for them. In addition to that, almost every single back door of the property was stripped of paint. So we replaced 16 of those, and we've replaced almost every single toilet to low flow to help cut down water expense. And I've seen the bill go down about $150 to $200 per month just by implementing those toilets. And on new turns, on newly renovated apartments, we're doing, vinyl flooring, all new appliances, and new paint, all types of upgrades in the bathroom. So, we know the mom is like new kitchens and new bathrooms, so we're making sure those are all new product, and it's going very well right now.
Yeah, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'd like to hear where you got the insight to make those specific changes, because you're living in North Carolina. You're not in Texas, where we have thousands of apartment complexes, but you had to have gotten the information somewhere. So I'm going to find out where that was when we come back. Right now, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Gerard Bolster and the Del Walmsley Radio Show. And if you want to call in, our number is 877-711-5211 if you'd like to ask Gerard a question. 877-711-5211. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Today is Tell Dell, and with us today is Gerard Bolster out of North Carolina. As we went to break, I was asking Gerard where he had got the insight as to which upgrades in his apartment complexes were making such a major difference for him. Gerard, why don't you pick that up and explain to you how you figured out what to do in all these different situations?
Sure, Dell. It started with the real estate agent that I was using that helped locate the property for me. This agent had previously worked as a general contractor for 20-plus years, and he was the one who recommended that I replace all the windows. He had closed a deal at another property where they used the same vendor to replace windows there. And he showed me pictures. I said, wow, this is a nice, clean, fresh look. The windows on the property were original to the year of construction, which is 1979. They were tired, and it was time for a change. So that was a big value add right off the bat for my residents. He also had a contact for the parking lot to be sealed and striped. I mean, you could barely make out the white lines in the lot when I had taken over this property. So it was kind of a free-for-all for where you're going to park. You know, there are potholes everywhere. It needed a change. And so we went forward with that as well. In regards to the low-flow toilets, actually another Lifestyles member had recommended I do that because she had implemented this on her property and it helped her lower water expenses. So it's not too expensive to buy a low-flow toilet when you buy them in bulk and you get discounts at major suppliers. So I went forward and basically did switch outs with every unit to help, you know, lower the expenses on the property.
So let's change topic now, and because I'm not able to actually quantitate the dating and timing and step-by-step process that you've gone through to build up your cash flow. But you're saying that your cash flow now is closing in on $7,000 a month of passive income per month. You're saying to me that you're 6 months away from being able to retire completely, although you never went back to work. Tell the people where that income is coming from. Kind of outline how you built your portfolio and how much income is coming out of each of the different projects, including the passive ones. And also tell everybody how many passive units you own now and how many you're going to use, because you've got some more projects working on right now. So kind of just walk us through your portfolio, if you could, what I'm trying to get to.
Sure. It started in February 2018 when I purchased my first single family home. And then I purchased two more in April. As I mentioned earlier, I purchased them for all cash. These are in C-class neighborhoods of Memphis, Tennessee, where rent to value exceeds the 1% rule. So I was cash flowing about $1,500 to $1,600 a month on those properties. Because I bought those in cash, now I had less purchasing power for the apartment complex that I wanted to buy. And that one was purchased in June of last year. The cash out of pocket was somewhere around $130,000 for this property at 25% down. And at the same time, I started getting into passive deals, chunking away about $50,000 here and there to get me up to six now between June of 2018 and August 2019. Part of that is possible because I found a portfolio lender who was able to service the the loan for my three single family properties, and I put that under umbrella and was able to pull out cash, roughly $120,000, to get into my most recent two passive deals. In regards to cash flow now, the Memphis properties probably bring in somewhere about $800 a month after all expenses. My multifamily property brings in on average $3,500 a month, and my passive deals roughly about the balance, somewhere around $1,000 a month. However, three of them are not yet distributing, so when they do, which will be closer to the end of this year or early next year, I'll be close to that $7,000 a month passive income goal, which basically replaces my income from corporate America, which I think is pretty incredible in 2 years, trying to break the system here of retiring 2 to 5 years, Del. In regards to number of doors, I now am a partner in six deals, a total of 1,139 doors as a passive investor, and 19 doors as an IRO between three single family and one multifamily IRO deal.
That's great results for 2 years, man. You did a great job. My hands off to you for that. Let's talk about a little something that you wanted to bring up. You said you had a motivational piece you wanted to get out there, that you had read somewhere, a passage somewhere, and you thought that it was really relevant to your mindset on this issue. You want to bring that up for us?
Yes, I would like to, Del. I mean, I'm an avid reader, and when I find little nuggets that I think can help improve my life and make it more effective and even help give back and teach others, I think it's important to do that. So I'm going to share a passage from Never Split the Difference, the negotiation book, and it's called The Power of Hopes and Dreams. And it says, every engineer, every executive, every child, all of us want to believe we are capable of the extraordinary. As children, our daydreams feature ourselves as primary players in great moments. An actor winning an Oscar, an athlete hitting the game-winning shot. As we grow older, however, our parents, teachers, and friends talk more about what we can't and should not do than what is possible. We begin to lose faith. But when someone displays a passion for something we've always wanted and conveys a purposeful plan of how to get there, we allow our perceptions of what's possible to change. We are all hungry for a map to joy, and when someone is courageous enough to draw it for us, we naturally follow.
Wow.
And this quote
That's
really
amazing.
Epitomizes to me what lifestyles truly is. I mean, I found what I needed. I found an effective map. I found like-minded investors who are helping me, and then I can help, you know, the next generation of investors. It's just an incredible thing for me, for the time in my life that I was able to find lifestyles and totally basically do a 180-degree change from working on Wall Street in my 20s to now being a real estate investor and not having one single dollar invested in the stock market. And after what we've seen the last few days, I'm glad I'm not invested there.
Boy, that's an understatement, isn't it? That's
unbelievable. Sure
is. So I know you've met JB because you're quoting JB left and right here. So I know you've got that national mentor on your team. We've got a lot of people on the East Coast. We've got ambassadors and we've got a lot of other members out there. Who else do you work with out in the East Coast area? Anybody?
Yes, I regularly speak with Tricia Matson and her husband, Chris, Sarah Eastler, who's another incredible superwoman besides Trish. Tina Cole and Lonnie, who hosted an ambassador event just two weekends ago in Atlanta, which was an incredible event, great networking, great vendors, great study, case study. Nicole and Greg Scott came down from Michigan to present that. Also, I network with Mark Holmes out of Jacksonville. He's a lead investor there. And Brian Sutton is a lead investor of mine for three deals that I'm in with him. Just an incredible person and an incredible operator. So that's part of the network that I've been able to build up in the Southeast region.
That's quite a bandwidth of people that you've got to work with. So that sounds great. How did you know you could do it, Gerard?
I think that just through all of the education I've been receiving through Lifestyles and just on my own with reading and with podcasts, I learned that, you know, our mind is our greatest asset and time is our most important resource. And, you know, if I told myself I could just, you know, focus and put my head down and learn this stuff and then just and actually do it, I would be successful. When you work for someone else in corporate America, you don't have the time to really focus on yourself because you're spending all your time trying to, you know, make someone else rich and you're trading time for dollars. And that's something that I would not be as effective or be able to generate as much wealth. That was the route I continued once I moved to North Carolina.
Well, it seems like you've got your arms around the plan pretty well now. Do you have a written plan or do you just work it from the top of your head?
Well, I do this. I mean, every year I've learned to begin setting goals and writing down goals, because if you don't write down goals, they're really just it's hogwash. It's just, you know, it's a pipe dream. And so I put down a timeline and with a reasonable plan of to execute these goals within a certain time frame. And it's really helped me a lot in my personal growth. And even one of my goals today I want to share with you is that this year I wanted to help educate, you know, 25 strangers to real estate investing.
Let's save that for the other side of the break, because they're going to cut us off any second. You're not going to be able to get out your good idea there, okay? We'll be right back with Gerard Bolster and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Gerard Bolster out of North Carolina. And Gerard, in the last segment here, I'd like to ask you just a few more questions to finalize this thing. By the way, I'm going to pass the large cash-out refinance story that you shared with me earlier. The reason I'm going to pass on that is because it hasn't closed yet. And if for some reason it didn't close, I wouldn't want it out there on the radio that, you know, had it been done and then it not get done. And that could lead to somebody thinking that we were trying to misrepresent something. So we'll leave that one till next story. But what I would like to know is, looking back on what you've done so far, which is really exciting two-year experience, is there anything you would have done differently? Now that you have hindsight, which is 2020?
That's a great question. No. I mean, I had a plan in place once I went to the two-day seminar and got the education that I needed and knew that I would not be doing this alone, because in real estate, you can't do it alone. You need a team to help make you successful. Then I knew that I would have, you know, a supporting cast with mentors, with ops consultants, and they would help lead me to become successful. So it's a tough question, but I don't think I would have done anything differently. The one thing that, you know, was a little scary at the beginning was, what happens if I invest all of my eggs in one basket in a very large apartment complex and, you know, all the capital is tied up in there and I don't have any other investments. I don't have the passive deals. I don't have the single family deals. But I didn't go that route. And now I'm invested all over the country, you know, in different asset classes, in single family, multifamily, in syndications, with different operators. I mean, it's just incredible. So I have no regrets for the path that I chose.
Quite a bit of diversification, that is for sure. Next question. People sitting out there right now saying, I don't know, this just doesn't seem right. Anything sounds this good can't be true. You know, too good to be true, it is too, can't be that good. What would you say to those people sitting on the couch right now, convincing themselves that it's not worth trying because it's probably not real?
It's worth trying. I just think that you need to believe in yourself and invest in yourself first before investing in anything else or another company. Really peel back the onion and write down the things that you want to do in life. You know, maybe put the end in mind. Put the end in mind first and then sort of work back and say, like, what are these things I want to do and how can I achieve it? And part of it is setting goals for yourself. And like you've said in the past, Del, it's better to set large, unrealistic goals and get after it than to set small, wimpy goals, because the size of your goals translates to the size of your life. I mean, if small goals will equal a small life, and large goals will equal, you know, a large life of greatness and legacy versus a life of mediocrity. And anyone can do this, but you really have to spend time on yourself and figure out what you want, and then speak to people who have done it before and model them, or else you're not going to be successful. I mean, I'm living proof that I've done it, and I'm willing to help other people, and I'm telling the listeners out there, you can do this.
Let's go with this one. What's the future? What is your plan, have planned for the future? What's the big picture show for you and your family?
I like staying the path that I've been taking as an IRO, probably by another two or three IRO deals, and also invest passively, creating that legacy so that my boys will one day be able to own their own apartment complex and have a choice, have options in life where they don't have to go to college if they don't want to go to college. They can, you know, continue on with my business. That's part of it. I mean, I think a big goal for me would be achieving $10,000 a month passive income. I think that would be incredible. And I think the future definitely holds that. And of course, spending more time with my wife and traveling more is on my goals list. And really just living a balanced life. You know, just focusing still on personal growth and health and family time and building wealth. I think that combination of factors, those are the big rocks that I put in the pickle jar. Because if you don't get those in first, you'll never get in with all that other minutiae floating around in there. So that's what my future looks like.
Now, we seem to be building groups of people all over the country. Phoenix, we're getting ready to open an office. A large group out there, a large California group, and a large East Coast contingency. Do you see yourself fitting in as some of the leadership to that group at some point?
Absolutely. Whenever there's an event locally to me, and that would be Atlanta or Charlotte, you know, I'll get up and speak to people in front of the group and share my story there, like I'm doing today on the radio. And you know, even if we're in small groups at a round table, I just love meeting these new members and showing them that it is possible if you're willing to, you know, put your ego aside and listen to the path of others and follow the map. You can be that person too one day. And like I said, I've done this in 2 years, and I can't believe it, that it's happened as fast as it has. So I absolutely would take on leadership responsibilities in the future if, you know, there is able to be a reason for it in the Southeast area.
Have you had that touch yet where you talked to someone and they ended up showing up here and then found the light and then went back to you and said, man, thank you so much for putting me in the light, or not?
I've definitely talked to new investors who have joined, and they've reached out to me on the side and want to hear more about my story and tell a little bit about their story and figure out what they think the best plan is for them. I do share a little bit, but I tell them you need to speak with your mentors, because they're the best people who can guide you with what would be the next move. But I definitely have people come and reach out on a one-on-one basis to learn more about you know, my plan and how I've sort of taken a machete and carved through the jungle here in rural North Carolina with my apartment complex investing.
I love the picture. I can just see it. There you with your machete hacking away with the right plan, though. You know, that's the secret. It's the right plan. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show today. Thank you for everything you've done when you've gone out and talked at other group meetings and so forth. And please continue to grow and do well. For the rest of you out there, remember this. Gerard, myself, and everybody else here at Lifestyles, it's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening.
Helmsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.